The history of water in California is fraught with disaster, drama, and tension.
It's really the history of droughts and floods and lawsuits.
Jay Lund directs the Center of Watershed Science at the University of California at Davis. He recently spoke at a panel about the drought at the Exploratorium in San Francisco.
And droughts have always been helpful in motivating us to change how we do things.
The current drought has been very motivating, judging by the landslide victory received for Governor Brown's $7.5 billion water bond. A big focus of the bond is to improve storage, so water shortfalls aren't quite as painful during dry times. Farmers were hit pretty hard this year.
We lost about 6.6 million acre foot of water deliveries. Most of that was made up by pumping groundwater. So about 75% of the drought impacts were reduced by agriculture pumping groundwater.
And until Proposition 1, California was the only Western state, the driest part of the country, that did not monitor and regulate groundwater. Even with farmers relying on wells, not a sustainable solution.
We still had a fair size shortage left, and we had a couple billion dollars in agricultural losses with about 17,000 jobs lost.
Two groups often pitted against each other are farmers and wildlife. But Lund sees some changes on the horizon. It is true that the past 150 years have been losing ones for fish and birds. The state once had extensive wetlands, and 95% of those in the Central Valley have been lost.
This is not so good for the migratory birds or the fish that evolved to use this. We've had some compensation with the rice agriculture in the Sacramento Valley for the migratory birds. And one of the experiments that we're doing at UC Davis is to try to also alter how we do the rice cultivation so that we have some room for juvenile fishes as well.
Lund is talking about the NIGRI project, an effort between farmers and researchers in Yolo County to create floodplains that mimic ancestral salmon habitat.
And it's very promising.
It's one of the most amazing turnaround stories in the last two decades.
Felicia Marquez spoke at the same event. She is the chair of the State Water Resources Control Board. She praised rice farmers for timing the flooding of their fields to aid in seasonal bird migrations and for cutting back on pesticide and herbicide use. And last year, farmers planted 6 weeks later than normal, cutting into their yields so the water used to flood their fields would help keep rivers cool for native salmon.
Where rice farmers have become environmental heroes and the last vestige for birds and fish. But it's going to be painful this year because there's just not enough water.
Weather experts believe we are headed into an El Nino weather pattern this winter, but it's not expected to be a wet one. Some more dry times are ahead.
What it looks like is we're heading back into a drier period here. And yet when all of our dams and a lot of our agriculture was established was during a relatively wetter period. So, you know, it's something to consider that, you know, we can't really expect the average conditions to continue in terms of what we should be planning for the future.
Tomorrow, we'll examine what plans and changes to our water system we can expect in the coming years. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.